Welcome to Beyond Sermons, where we seek Jesus Christ beyond the pulpit. This is a special segment where we talk about Giving Tuesday. Now, Thanksgiving is the lead-off holiday to a string of other holidays, namely Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and Giving Tuesday. For those not familiar with the U.S. traditions, Black Friday is a kickoff event to the Christmas season where box stores offer deep discount on many in-store items. This is followed up by Small Business Saturday, a day where shoppers are encouraged to patronize local businesses with their Christmas shopping list. Then we all get a break on Sunday, supposedly. Then follows up Cyber Monday, an online shopping pandemonium. You click it, ship it, sometimes even wrap it. This is the most convenient day of the extended shopping weekend. And then after that, we get a little philanthropic. We have Giving Tuesday. This is a day dedicated to giving to your favorite charities, now that you've completed most of your Christmas shopping list. Giving Tuesday is a significant day for many nonprofits. It's very reasonable to assume that some organizations can fundraise their annual budget in less than 24 hours. Helping an organization help others can give us the warm and fuzzies, but not all nonprofit organizations are created equal. Good stewardship and accountability is essential to operating an outstanding organization. This is not always discernible from a pamphlet or a digital ad. So for me, giving joyfully and giving responsibly is not mutually exclusive. Once upon a time, I would give because I wanted a blessing. Later in my charity, I gave because the church expected me to give due to membership. Well, joy was not consistent for me. And the Bible commands us to be a cheerful giver. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, I'm going to quote the NIV. Please forgive me, Bible purist. But it says here, God loves when we give without reluctance or under compulsion. This includes tithes and offerings, but on a broader scope that include gifts to any good causes, quote and unquote good causes. But beware of the loopholes. Allow me to illustrate. How many times have you seen people begging for change at traffic lights? It's no coincidence that many times I encounter a beggar, it's either on the way to or from church. They want money to use as they please. Once upon a time, I would give to them because they seemed poor. That changed once I realized they were addicted to, you know, maybe some sort of substance. Not all are like that, but my rule of thumb now is I now offer food, and even that failed on occasion. The first time I attempted to substitute food for money was with an old lady sort of outside of a supermarket. Of course, I was on my way to church, and I offered to give her some help. She wanted money, of course, but I suggested, hey, I do food only. I'll take you inside the supermarket. We'll find something. I tried to get her a breakfast sandwich, maybe some fruits, something to drink. Instead, no, she wanted gourmet coffee, about $50 bag of it. Yeah, it was quite unreasonable that a woman on the side of the street is going to be able to brew her own coffee. Long story short, I took her to the checkout line, got her some chips, and moved on. She didn't appreciate it, and I received some choice words for not fulfilling her quote-unquote obligation. So this right here is not the best story to share when it comes to charity. I'm sure you could be discouraged by it, and perhaps you have given to charities before and turned out to be disappointed in how the money was used. But there are many reputable nonprofits that deserve your hard-earned money or wealth. Don't give blindly. Pray before you give. Just do your research. Speaking of research, consider using Charity Navigator to gain a deeper insight into many different charities. By the way, they are not a sponsor of this podcast, but I do recommend them. They have rated over 160,000 charities. Charity Navigator rating system examines two broad areas of charities' performance, mainly the financial health and the accountability, or you can also call it transparency. Their rating show givers a few different insights into a particular organization. I'll list five of them. Number one, how efficiently a charity will use their support today. In other words, how quickly or immediate will your funds be used to solve an immediate need? Number two, how well it has sustained its program and services over time. Well, how long have they been in business as a nonprofit? How streamlined or experienced are they in their particular sector? This is definitely a confidence builder. Number three, how well they commit to good governance and best practices. What's the structure of the organization? Do they have a board of directors? What type of volunteers do they have? How many other leadership positions are available? And how do they all work and gel together to, well, where the sum is greater than the parts? Number four, how transparent are they with information? This is a key one right here. Do they share the board of directors' salaries, various leadership position salaries? How is money being spent for maybe fundraising? How is money being spent with third party? Are there any shell companies? Are they international? Is there any money laundering? These are some of the things that can be transparent, can be exposed in, say, a Form 990. I will not go into those details, but a Form 990 is a way for a nonprofit organization to report how a large chunk of their money is being spent or earned or brought in. However, a Form 990, feel free to do an online search for that. And then number five, how well a nonprofit delivers on its mission. If you have a mission that claims to deliver Bibles to remote parts of the world, you want to be able to have some sort of measurement of how far your dollar goes. If they're raising millions upon millions of dollars and they gave out five Bibles, that's very suspect. The goal for them is to help charitable givers and social investors make intelligent giving decisions, but also help the nonprofit sector improve on their performance. That is key right there. I actually started following Charity Navigator probably about 6 or so years ago. I've encountered a number of underperforming 501c's even after checking out Charity Navigator. One organization I wish I was more aware of was a company that I actually worked for. Back in 2013 to 2015, I worked for an organization called Kemp's Crusade. I think they changed their name to Crew. They're a missions organization, Christian organization. There's not a lot of transparency, and I learned why when I worked there. I worked there as a software engineer. And while I was there, I was under pressure to generate and fabricate false data, false numbers that they could report to donors. I chose not to do it. I had to stand my ground. And unfortunately, because of that, I was laid off. These are examples that I don't want people to get involved with. I really hope that they've changed their ways. I do wish them the best, but I'm in no position to recommend them as a trusted source of accountability. Following that, I also became a member, not even a member, but I signed up on a website called Ministry Watch. MinistryWatch.com. Their mission is to empower donors who give to Christian ministries. Just to be brief, I would just consider using their Compare Mission tool for financial insight for a growing list of Christian ministries. That is their focus. Now, after all that quote unquote mini drama series, Bitcoin Tuesday. It coincides with Giving Tuesday. More and more charities are accepting crypto donations with the help of companies like thegivingblock.com. The crypto system ecosystem is growing and has gained respect from traditional financial institutions. Bitcoin Tuesday is a new way for nonprofits to generate an income stream by allowing social investors to give Bitcoins and hundreds of other digital currencies. Giving Tuesday, as well as Bitcoin Tuesdays, are a secular but noble effort to boost nonprofit efforts to make the world a better place. Just be cautious of nonprofits that use this holiday for selfish gains. Simply put, be a well-informed, cheerful giver. This ends a special segment of Beyond Sermons, where we seek Jesus Christ beyond the pulpit. Consider subscribing on your favorite podcast platform. God bless.